prnoticias.com Podcast Onda Mujer. Play.
¿Tienes que preparar una entrevista en inglés? ¿Te vas de vacaciones al extranjero o simplemente necesitas mejorar tu speaking? Lo que necesitas es Milingual.com, una forma diferente de mejorar el inglés. Milingual organiza grupos de conversación reducidos por niveles y en locales de moda de Madrid. Y lo mejor, siempre guiados y corregidos por profesores nativos. Además, incluye una bebida y muchos descuentos especiales. Es muy flexible, por 10 euros apúntate cuando tú quieras en nuestra plataforma Milingual.com.
Hello everyone. Welcome to Women's Radio, a time when we get together to talk about issues that interest women, share experiences, and of course, learn English while we do it. Today, here at Onda Mujer Radio, we have Rebecca Rico, Ana Martinez, and Laura Gil, who are the co-founding girls of an international startup called Talent Tank. They have done a lot in their lives thus far, and they've been working together on various projects. They are here to tell us a bit about their startup and how they got to where they are. We are also pleased to announce that we have another visitor here too. Her name is Daria. Please be sure to follow us on Twitter at Onda Mujer and Milingual Spain, and also check them out on talenttank_ES with the hashtag talentgirls. So, let's get started. So, Rebecca and the other founders of Talent Tank have been passionate and hardworking girls, or women, since they were young. They've studied in many different places, including Harvard, and in the last year, they have co-founded a startup that was developed in the USA and recently launched in Spain. This project works to obtain the company's culture through its employees. Talent Tank helps businesses to monitor their corporate culture with the help of an online test, which each person in the company completes. Also, by means of the online test, they help businesses in their recruitment process. Their tool helps to check whether a candidate fits a company's culture or not. So, Rebecca, Anna, and Laura, could you tell us a bit about Talent Tank, where the idea came from, how you started it, what brought you together? So many questions.
Yes. First of all, thank you for inviting us. It's our pleasure to be here. I think, first of all, the idea was Jorge, our CEO's thing. But I think we were all part of it because we all met in a very special way, and this is what led him to have this idea. When we arrived at university, we were all university students, without knowing each other, we had something in common. We didn't find in the classes what we wanted, what we expected. So we wanted something more about thinking, about reflecting, about building things. And what we found was more studying and doing exams. So we decided, each of us on our own, to live that experience that we were looking for in a different way. So we went into being student representatives, we started associations, we went into politics at university, and organized all kind of events. So we had a hands-on approach with what we had been studying. Everyone did the part that they were best at. For example, some people would handle the finances because we did fundraising. Some people would be doing all the designs for our publicity and adverts. And then maybe I would go around the classes talking about the projects because, I was not bad at public speaking. So what we lived, during those 6 years at university was that we were valuable for a team, and we had the liberty of proposing any kind of project we were interested in, and then we would have a team that would support us to carry it out. At the time, we didn't have many resources because we're all students, but what we did have was a culture that we built together, something strong that kept us together, and we could say it was our kind of philosophy. So when university came to an end, we realized, hey, what kind of company could give us this opportunity of continuing feeling valuable, creating valuable things, and also working with people who we get along with so well? And we realized that, A, we didn't know most of the companies that were around, and B, there was no way for us to understand what it would be like to be working with them. So that is when Jorge, our CEO, came up with this huge idea of Talent Tank, which was going to be a whole process to help university students find out first what their value was, because we realized that most of our peers only thought that the results and the marks at university were the important part. And secondly, we were going to introduce them to different companies so they could choose the ones that were best places to work at. So this idea was a huge idea. When we put the team together, and especially when we started working on it, we realized that we had to start on something smaller, and that university students right now weren't interested on culture. They were just interested on having an opportunity, and then they were interested in money and in prestige. So we had to move on a bit further. What we decided was we were going to create a test, an online test that could tell people that had already had some experiences that weren't very good at companies, which companies they would have a better fit with. And through our experience, we realized that people wanted to know a bit more. Like, it wasn't enough to know about the research you had done on the company. They wanted to hear it from someone who was either working in the company or was the actual company. And that's how we came up with the test we have right now, which everybody in the company takes, and that gives us a better idea of what it really is like to work in that company.
So what is the test like? How did you come up with this? And I'm assuming that it's a standardized or generic test that applies to any company, but that doesn't seem like it makes sense.
It's very interesting, actually. We call it a test. It isn't so much a test as a reflecting tool. Mm-hmm. So we have different screens where what we do is we show different qualities to the employees, and they get to choose what they value most, and then they need to prioritize it. So then we get the accurate picture of what that person values, and when we put it all together and we process all the data, we obtain what they value and what they have in common. So we understand what those beliefs and the way of thinking is like in that company to make sure that the rest of the people fit with that. It is the same test for all companies, because we have developed what we try to call a universal language, which means we have worked on a dictionary of qualities that has very specific meanings, and with this dictionary we're able to build any culture for any company. So say, for example, a big technological company will say that leadership is one of their main values, and then maybe a bank says that leadership is one of their values. Each of those companies sees leadership in a different way. So what we do is we break it up in our terms, and we can set in the same language what the company wants and what the employees value. So that's how it works.
Hmm. And what do each of you do? What do the three of you do day to day working together in or with Talent Tank?
Well, in my case, I'm part of the product team, so I'm mostly focused on developing the different products that Talent Tank does. And what I'm focused right now, what the company is focused right now, is once a company has made the test and all their employees have done the test, we deliver a report to each company saying, okay, this is your corporate culture, this is your real culture, this is your official culture, and this is how we deal with the data, and this is how the conclusions we made. So I'm part of the team that actually creates that report and goes to find the conclusions and puts it all pretty in a PDF document.
How do you do that?
We, well, one of our team members, he created this algorithm, and he put it into this processing machine, which we put all the data in, and this machine works to deliver some processed data and some processed graphics and conclusions. So that's mainly how we do it.
So it's mainly quantitative data?
Right now, we focus on quantitative data, but we are working with many HR consultancies in order to reach some qualitative conclusions that could help companies to find action plans or future milestones that they have to complete.
Hmm. And your background is, or how did you get to this?
Myself, I just graduated from international relations degree, so it's not really related to this, but I've been working in many projects, so I believe I'm quite a multitask person, and I can adapt to many things, and we've learned so many things in this process that I think we just like get ready for whatever we have to do, and we've worked. Yeah. It works.
Yes, I think that's the fun part of our company. Every time we present our company, everyone says, so how many of you have studied psychology? None of us have studied psychology, but the thing is, we realized that during our time at university, we had experimented with culture. So we had a certain experience in how to bring a team together and how to make it work. 6 years is a long time, and we had a team up to 21 people. So we thought that was valuable. So what we did, instead of going into university and studying a degree, now that we had seen it for ourselves, we decided to do research on whoever had already studied that. So that's how we came up with Holland and with Edgar Schein, his organizational culture model. So that gives us a theoretical part that we're missing.
And I've been reading on the website about this Boston component where some of you were studying in Boston at Harvard and then started the project there and then brought it back here, or no? How did that work?
Okay, so we started the project before we went to the US. We started working on the idea, and we created something, and then we got engaged in this accelerator program in Boston through a company called That Venture. They were focused on bringing international startups and international companies into the US. So we got engaged in this program. It was a 3-month program. In Boston, we were working right in the center of Boston in WeWork. It was a WeWork co-working space, which is probably the best place you can work in if you are a startup. And so what they did was to provide us with mentorship and with many good people that were in the business, in the startup business. And they helped us to actually create a product and to meet investors and meet important people in each sector that we were focused on. So that's when we realized what we had to do, what the market needed. And they helped us very, very much in order to do that. And there in Boston, we actually validated our product. We realized that in order to create something that was valuable, we had to ask the people, would you use that? Do you need this? So that's what we did. We actually went to Harvard Business School just to their lunch rooms and then just like ask them, like, what do you think about this? What do you understand with this? So it was very interesting. And I think that's something that only the US could help us with.
Hmm. So speaking about that, with your experience in that startup business and starting the startup there with the support from the co-working spaces and the other business students and the atmosphere, what are some of the differences that you've seen between your experience in the US and then coming back and putting it into action in Spain, which, correct me if I'm wrong, I think I see a very different professional culture between the States and Spain.
Yes. Here in Spain, I believe, and I think we all believe, that the startup market is not so developed as it is in the U.S. So when you enter the U.S. and you go to a city like Boston that has a startup community that you cannot imagine, then you realize that the whole city is prepared for that, and it's ready for startups to go get launched and be held by the whole community. So we encountered a city that was ready to help us and to do whatever we needed, and it was very friendly. Here in Spain, it's not that it's not friendly, but I think we're not that prepared. We're not as prepared as the U.S. people is to entrepreneurship. Yeah. Mm.
And now coming back to Spain, you're all physically back in Spain, and your experience has ended. What have you brought with you besides the experience from the States? You created the project there, but are you working in or with or for American companies in the States? I'm not referring to an American business that has an office in Spain. And how are you bringing that experience here?
While we were in Boston, we worked with different American companies. But when we came back to Spain, culture and HR is something that really you need to deal with in person at first, especially when you're a new company, they don't know you. So for now, we're working with Spanish companies, but then in August, we were contacted by an American company that wanted to work with us.
And so, yeah, we right now, we are also working with American companies, and in August, an American company called us, and it was very nice that we developed a product there in the U.S. because we had all these quality terms and definitions all prepared and validated in American and U.S. language. So we got to work with them. It was all through Skype calls and online communication. So it was very interesting and very difficult, but we managed to handle it, and we got very interesting results, and we're going to continue working with them. But yes, right now we're focused on working with Spanish companies, and but we're not close to that. We are open to international markets.
And so I'm curious about the differences between the results that you're finding from Spanish companies and from American companies. What kind of trends or differences did you see?
Okay, since we developed the product and since it's been working like properly, we've only worked with one American company.
Mm-hmm.
So we cannot really analyze trends, but the results that do change. And in my opinion, and this is my opinion, I think we're going to find very different trends. And this is one of the things that our product can analyze. Since we are analyzing data, we can contrast and we can compare different locations of the same company. So, for example, if a company has an office in Madrid and also in New York, we can say, okay, so your whole company's culture is this, but if you pay attention to the office in Madrid, it has a different corporate culture than that in New York. And that's a very interesting thing that we are going to be able to analyze, what we're able to analyze.
I have a question. On the basis of the results that you obtain with the help of this test, do you do also some certain recommendations to a company, like you should improve on that, in order to improve, you have to do that and that and that, and then you kind of like offer them a plan or something?
Right now, we are able to say, okay, so if you compare these results to your previous results or to the results of some similar companies in similar sectors, you are in this spot. You are in this part of the 100%. So that's what we can do right now. We can compare data. As I said before, we're working with HR consultancies in order to be able to do that what you're saying, in order to be able to tell them this is good or this is bad. Right now, we're working on comparing the results, the raw data that we have with climate surveys or productivity surveys in order to add more value to the data we have.
Okay.
And when a company contacts you in general, are they in a desperate state where things aren't working and they're trying to sort of figure out what's happening in any sense and they're lost? Or is it a curiosity and they're looking to improve and better understand the situation?
In our case, with the companies that we are contact right now in Spain, that what they need, they contact us because they are having a sense of they are doing something wrong, mostly, because there are people that that know they have the knowledge that what is the culture, and they are most open-minded to that kind of talk.
Yes, that's true, and we found many different companies. Some of the companies that contact us do, as Laura says, do know that something is going wrong. Most of the cases they say, I don't know what's going on. People just leave in my company. My employees don't feel this is the place for them, so they decide to leave. In many other cases, it's kind of a curiosity, because right now, even in Spain, which is not very trendy, people is starting to realize that culture is very important, and it's important to have a healthy culture within your company in order to be productive and in order to be more efficient and more successful. So in some cases, companies contact us like, okay, I see what you're doing. This is interesting. I think it's going to help me in the future rather than I need to solve the problem. So we have the two options.
Wow. This sounds very interesting. It's not something that I knew much about. And I'm wondering, as a new startup and as a big group of people who have worked in a lot of different areas together, where do you see Talent Tank in 5 years?
Well, the vision of Talent Tank right now is to turn companies into a place where everybody's happy. So we aim at happiness. So in 5 years, we expect to have worked in that, have helped the world of companies to be a happier place. But in specific terms, we expect to be in the U.S., hopefully, as Rebecca said, like next year, hopefully, and in many other places of the world, probably Latin America, since they speak Spanish and that would be easier for us. But yeah, we expect to be successful and to be in many places working on happiness in companies.
And have you found other businesses, projects, startups, companies that do something similar to what you're doing?
Yes, we have. We have a competitor in the U.S. and one in Europe, but still, it's not the same, exactly the same. They do focus on corporate culture, and they focus on tools as tests, but we've managed to develop and to create a product that differentiates itself, and that actually makes our life even harder, because we don't have such a specific model to compare for pricing or for clients, and that's quite annoying sometimes.
So where do you look to for support or guidance or help? Do you have companies or projects or people or maybe university faculty or resources that you all knew and worked and learned with or learned from together that you can go to and say, we're stuck, help, I'm not sure? Or do you use each other to go on from there?
Well, we have the support of our university from the very beginning. But also we have the support of Telefonica in the Open Future. They have a crowd work in Spain. So we are in that office. So we can save the money of the office because we work there.
Mm-hmm.
And about if we have some doubt about what we are doing, that it's true that we have contact with some consultants. So we have some mentors that guide us.
And how did you get into the Telefonica space?
We were engaged in a program called Think Big from Telefonica since the beginning of last year. And when this opportunity of the crowd working space near to the wider space in Telefonica in Gran Vía opened, they called us because we were in the second stage of the program Think Big, and we had to pass to go through some interviews, and we entered, and it's a very, very nice space. We are in the center of the city, and we are right like next door to WIDA, which is the biggest accelerator program in Spain. It belongs to Telefonica. And we have almost all the benefits that the WIDA companies do. So we had access to some legal mentorship or to their events. We have the office, and it's very, very nice.
And from your experience at a similar place in Boston, how do you see the Spanish startup industry modeling or differentiating from what you lived in the States?
Well, as I said before, in the U.S., they've had many years of startup markets and startup companies. Here in Spain, we have some accelerator programs and some crowd working spaces, as Google Campus, they just entered in Madrid. So it's developing, and I think it's going to reach a point that it's very, very comparable to that in the U.S. As far as of the crowd working spaces, WeWork is a huge company. They have buildings in many cities, in many countries. So they know. They know what startups want. They know what they need. So they're very prepared. But in the case of Telefonica, the space that we're in, it's very, very similar. You can see the colors of the walls. It's actually quite the same. And they treat you very well. So I believe they're adapting themselves, and they are adapting to the American model. And that's working very well. So it's very, very good.
Is there one last question in the cultural comparison department before we finish? Are there things that you've seen develop or come in Spain that you didn't see in the States that you find interesting or different in the co-working, crowd-working sector?
Well, in my opinion, the events, it's a great, great point here. Because in Boston, for example, or if you go to Silicon Valley, you have many, many events for investors and for lean startup models and for networking. And that's something I believe in Spain we didn't have like in the past years. So right now, this is becoming very big here in Madrid. And you can find many places, many coffee places, many crowd working spaces that are starting to bring American investors or American business angels or many important people from the startup business in Europe, and they're bringing them here and saying, okay, this Spanish startup community is worth it, and you should meet them. And that's becoming very big.
Very good. Well, I could keep going with for hours with many more questions, but we're finishing up right now, and I wanted to say that we're always looking for more guests here at the Onda Mujer en Bilingual Radio. So if you'd like to join us in the studio, please sign up for a session at milingual.com. And thank you so much,
thank you
everybody,
much.
For
thank you.
coming and joining us. And definitely follow us on Twitter at Onda Mujer in Bilingual Spain and talenttank_ES. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure. Thank you.
In moon is in the seventh house, and Jupiter aligns with Mars.